All right, it is Springfield's Morning News. I'm Greg Bishop, and a lot to cover on the Illinois front. And outside of course, hosting this morning show, I'm an associate editor for Illinois Radio Network and the Center Square, so it keeps me pretty busy throughout the day trying to keep up with everything that's going on. And there's always a lot going on, so I appreciate everybody taking time with us this morning to hang out and to be informed. But if you ever need some insight on what's going on in Illinois, go check out thecentersquare.com, and you can see a lot of Illinois stories, not just from Illinois, it's from across the country as well, so go check that out. But definitely wanted to touch on this just real quick here, that Illinois officials are actually going to be having a hotline for people who need to find baby formula, and that number is 1-800-843-6156. Again, 1-800-843-6156. This, as you've got a nationwide shortage of baby formula, and you've got families that are having to drive around finding, problems with the shelves not having enough or not being able to get what they need. Abbott Labs does have the approval of the FDA to move forward with getting their lab that was shut down back in February back open. But it's going to take a couple of weeks before that's actually something that's going to impact the shortage issue. But again, this hotline for the Department of Human Services in Illinois, it's going to be available for people that need information on baby formula and what they could do ultimately. But this is all coming at a time where prices are high and people are rightly concerned about inflation. But you also have the back and forth when it comes to what's going on with the Department of Children and Family Services. We had an audit that came out last week from the Auditor General, a report that found some problems with the state's child welfare agency. And that report ultimately said that it was for the year 2020, and there were various shortcomings ranging from failures to conduct home safety checks to failures to provide adequate medical care or properly track possible neglect cases. Now, Governor J.B. Pritzker was asked about this last week. He was asked about it this week. Republicans in the Illinois House, they held a news conference yesterday. So you're going to hear Pritzker from Monday, and then State Representative Stephen Reich and State Representative Deanne Mazzocchi from yesterday during a news conference they held, being critical of the governor and some direct response to some of the things that the governor responded to when asked about DCFS yesterday. And keep in mind, you've got a DCFS director under Governor Pritzker that's been now found in contempt of court for a 10th time. So here's some of that back and forth from Governor Pritzker and these several Republican state representatives.
When I came into office, many of the employees that we needed at DCFS had gone away. Again, defunding of DCFS. 12 directors over the course of less than 15 years. 12 directors. So this idea that when you have an agency that is so challenged like DCFS, that just cycling through leaders is somehow going to be helpful, not at all. You need stability, in fact, in order for an agency to improve. So you have to start out with a good leader. We have a good leader, somebody who is working very hard and comes from an agency that was directly serving these children.
And Governor Pritzker himself promised that Illinois children have been neglected for too long and that this was going to change right now. That was 3 years ago. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. And it's not surprising that he wants to hide on this issue because he's not even living up to the most rudimentary basic stuff, you know, making sure that you're actually doing a home checklist in a law he himself signed. So if you want to actually get more stability at DCFS, maybe we need to get rid of Governor Pritzker and go in a different direction.
You've got to provide the resources necessary, and then you've got to rebuild things that took years to build up and then were devastated by Governor Rauner. 500 residential beds were done away with during the Rauner administration. You can't snap your fingers and get 500 beds back. These agencies and organizations don't have 500 available beds. If you stop contracting with them, they either go out of business or they provide those services to other agencies, even out of state.
He's had 3 years to get them back, and he's doubled the budget of DCFS. So the question is, where are the beds? This is not a situation that he's deflecting again. He's deflecting the kind of responsibility that is his. I mean, let's stick with the audit. Let's stick with what is actually being done on a bill that he signed. 98% failure rate in wellness checks. 60% failure in aftercare. A SACWIS system that can't even figure out where kids are being referred to. A foster system that is completely broken with absolutely no design as to how to fix it.
So again, just some of the criticism you're hearing from Republicans of Governor J.B. Pritzker, and I imagine we're not going to hear the last of that anytime soon. Another story that I think is something Illinoisans are dealing with every day, and that is a new WirePoint study showing Illinois property taxes have grown 268% since 1990. WirePoint's president Ted Dabrowski highlighting that this is an ongoing problem that just doesn't seem to be being addressed at all. Here he is talking about this report.
We only see new bills, new laws that come out of Springfield, and they always raise spending, and they always raise property taxes, and they always raise pension costs. So there's nothing good there for taxpayers.
Nothing happening for taxpayers, Dabrowski says, and you can read more about that report on how your property taxes are going up. Also, yesterday in the Illinois Supreme Court, not going to necessarily get to all of the arguments, but White Castle, as a defendant in a case where they were fingerprinting an employee, that employee sued under the Biometric Information Privacy Act, made it all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court yesterday, where they heard arguments, and one of the big arguments was just how many infractions are there when somebody scans their fingerprint. Is it the initial infraction or is it every infraction thereafter? So that's something that the Illinois Supreme Court's going to have to deal with while you're getting Facebook checks from another Biometric Information Privacy Act lawsuit. And there could be more. Illinois has probably the strictest biometric privacy laws on the books. So that's just a brief review of some of the things going on in and